at the NFL's annual meetings, and we're here with Steve Wyche of the NFL Network. The first wave of free agency has come and gone. The Broncos still haven't addressed some of those rumors about the quarterback position. They beefed up the offensive line. What did you think about some of the things they've done?
Well, the offensive line, of course, is the priority. You know, I've had conversations with John Elway. That's a big deal. They get Ronald Leary, a tough guy, a guard, who can come in and help shore up some things, especially in the run game. Last year, the running game wasn't what they wanted it to be. That sets up the pass game. That'll make it easier for whomever is playing quarterback. You talked about the quarterback situation. We hear Tony Romo out there a lot. I think if Romo was cut, and everything I understand, there's really no trade market for him right now, Denver will have to explore. Now, maybe his price doesn't fit or maybe he doesn't want to come there, but I think they've got to explore to see what Tony Romo might have to offer and if he'd be interested in him. Now, I think Houston's going to give them some competition for that. Maybe there's another team that's a wild card, but I think the Broncos would really would at least kick the tire, so to speak, on Tony Romo to see if he's somebody who would fit and maybe get them deep into the playoffs, because the roster is still pretty darn good.
Yeah, they're built to win now, don't you think?
Yeah, built to win now, but they've got a nice nucleus in place, especially on defense, to keep winning ball games for future years.
We're at the league meetings. One of the things that's being proposed that could really affect the Broncos are the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, the only way it affects the Broncos is, like, the Broncos fans might be more tempted to come to the away games in Las Vegas than they were in Oakland. It looks – everything that we were hearing is that it looks like the vote will take place Monday and that it's going to get approved. It really looks like the team will be moving from Oakland. Oakland really hasn't given a good option to retain the Raiders long term in terms of a stadium. That stadium is old. It is obsolete by NFL standards. So it looks like they'll be moving to Las Vegas. Again, that'll give Broncos fans a heck of a weekend when they come down. It won't just be a one-day trip to come see you there. And that's one of the things they're banking on, is that they're going to have a lot of visiting teams bring fans with them to Raiders games. But again, I hate seeing teams move because it's painful for the team that loses its franchise. But it's just the economics of the things that happened. Third relocation approval in a year. I don't think this is how the NFL owners drew it up, but it just happens to be the case.
Two teams now in Los Angeles. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought that for all these years you couldn't get a team in Los Angeles? Now the Rams and Chargers are there. I live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see how that works, as they're in temporary homes for the next 2 years. We'll see who gets what fan base, if there really is enough support there for two teams.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about, last year Broncos owner Pat Bowlen almost got into the Hall of Fame, was knocking on the door. Do you think this might be the year for him?
It could be interesting. I mean, you know, this year, you know, we've got Jerry Jones going in. He's an owner. I think there's a lot of people who felt that Pat Bowlen maybe should have gone in ahead of him. You never know how the senior committee or the contributors committee are going to, you know, who they're going to nominate for this award. He's very deserving of it. I think a lot of us would like to see him get in. I don't know if this will be the year, but I'm sure he'll be on the short list.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.